USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pandemic did not take a break for the holiday weekend. In fact, surging cases driven by the rapidly spreading Omicron variant ended up taking a toll on the major industries like travel, sports, and entertainment. This comes as the demand for new tests is on the rise, with a nationwide average of about 200,000 new infections a day. New York emergency room Dr. Sira Madad tells CNBC, "We should not be in the predicament we are in regarding testing.
I feel like the testing debacle continues to occur. We should have been ahead of the testing game. Unfortunately, we're always two steps behind. The announcement that the Biden administration has made of 500 million tests can't come soon enough. It's going to come after the new year."
President Biden signing the National Defense Authorization Act today. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
President Biden meets with members of the National Governors Association on Monday to discuss the ongoing surge of COVID-19 cases across the United States. The president saying Americans can avoid going to the hospital for COVID-19 by getting vaccinated. Chairman of the NGA and Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson urges the president to continue true partnership with governors to address the surge.
One word of concern or encouragement for your team is that as you look towards federal solutions that will help alleviate the challenge, make sure that we do not let federal solutions stand in the way of state solutions.
The Powerball jackpot remains unclaimed after no one matched all six numbers in the big drawing on Christmas night. That means Wednesday's jackpot will be worth at least $416 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the COVID-19 pandemic, one infectious disease expert is expecting things to get worse before they get better.
The Omicron variant of COVID-19 could create a massive surge of cases in either January or April of 2022. That's according to Rochelle Walensky at the CDC. As the first antiviral pills for COVID-19 promised protection for people at risk, one doctor, whose focus is on vaccine distribution, says we're going to come out of the holidays a worse-off nation because of Omicron. Dr. Peter Hotez on MSNBC.
Here's my worry. We're going to come out of the other side of this Christmas weekend and realize that our health system has already started the unraveling process, because we have the confluence of about five or six things that are coming together now over the next few weeks.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The first commanding officer of the Navy's storied SEAL Team 6 died on Christmas at the age of 81. Richard Marcinko's son confirming his passing in a tweet that read in part, "His legacy will live forever." In addition to being the first SEAL Team 6 commander, the military hero also helped found Red Cell, another top military counterterrorism unit. Marcinko would earn nearly three dozen medals and citations, including the Bronze and Silver Stars. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.